I'm realizing how much time I spend outdoors. I mean, that's how I see people. I'll loop around town or around the neighborhood with my girlfriends. I mean, at 4 o'clock today, some friends are coming over that we haven't seen in a long time, and we'll just probably, I don't know, hang out in the driveway. A couple weeks ago, I saw an article about Norway called friluftsliv, and about how Norwegians, under this term, embrace being outside, which really was quite wonderful, and how it affected them. So I thought I'd look into it for this country. I've written an article, and it's called Friluftsliv. It translates roughly to open-air living and is deeply ingrained in Norwegian culture. It's basically a commitment to celebrating time outdoors, no matter what the forecast. In Norway, it is said that there is no bad weather, just bad clothes. It's sort of a mantra, but in their language, it rhymes and it sounds a lot better. And it's not just in Norway. Friluftsliv is popular throughout Scandinavia. Much like hygge, remember I wrote an article about that, an originally Danish term, which is its indoor feel-good counterpart. A lot of companies in Norway give employees 90 minutes a week for outdoor exercise. They feel it's part of the culture. There are tax breaks for companies that incentivize friluftsliv. Some pay compensation for employees that walk or cycle to work. Same with schools. It's actually a course at many and incorporated in all. I have a friend that moved to New England a few years ago from California. She hates the winters, so she'd always leave and visit friends in warmer climates. But this year, due to COVID, she couldn't do that. So we shared a little friluftsliv with her, making her take walks every day, no matter what the temperature. Buy a Canada Goose coat. Wear mittens. She's better now, starting to really notice things around her, meeting her neighbors, realizing she has a red cardinal or two in her yard, grazing deer, a turkey. She'll probably leave next winter, but maybe not for the whole thing. And she might have more fun while she's here. Friluftsliv. Scandinavian countries always score the highest on the International Happiness Index. I think their penchant for the outdoors has a lot to do with it. So what about us? I mean, we have a big, beautiful country here in the U.S. of A. And being outside is what we've done more of in the last year than ever before. We do all our socializing on walks, looping around town, dinner outside in our puffy coats, chili with friends around the bonfire. If the pandemic has taught us anything, it's the possibilities of socializing outside and the benefits. I truly hope we keep it up. We just need to find a good name for it. I mean, Friluftsliv won't cut it.